Hello, Voices of Wrestling listener. Dave Ryan here. Have you ever wondered to yourself how many hidden gems are hidden away inside the last years of World Championship Wrestling? Have you ever asked yourself how many tenuous gags can be made about the name Mike Enos? And have you ever thought about what it sounds like for two Irishmen to interpret a very chaotic company through its B-show? The answers to all this and more are just a click away. Check out Days of Thunder every second Thursday on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network.
What's going on, guys? This is Rich from the Flagship Podcast here on the Voices of Wrestling podcast network. If I could have a moment of your time, I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors, Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock is a smart lock, a 2K camera, and a doorbell, all 3-in-1, offering you triple security. So you can have everything in one device rather than installing many pieces on your front door. But it's not just for security. The Eufy Video Lock is also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys, and you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated cameras. Some other great features we love about the Eufy Video Lock is it is easy to install and set up with just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. Keyless entry, no more fumbling for keys when your hands are full. You never have to worry about kids losing keys or passing among renters. You also have 0.3 second fingerprint recognition and 1 second unlocking. Again, 0.3 seconds, it's going to recognize your fingerprints, and in 1 second, it's going to unlock. And with the AI self-learning chip embedded, the more you use it, the more accurate it will be. Also, no battery anxiety. You have a rechargeable battery in there that could last around 4 months, and you will get a low battery notification before it runs out. Passcode unlocking, a remote control with a 2K clear sight, see who's at your door, and control from anywhere through the Eufy app. With enhanced night vision, you can have optimized view even in the evening. You can also secure your package delivery by view and two-way audio. And then best of all, no monthly fee. A bunch of other brands out there are going to charge you a monthly fee. You have your recordings locally and you never have to pay for storage. Customer service, Eufy's got you handled as well. They are on standby for you 24/7, so you can enjoy a worry-free experience with an 18-month warranty, all backed by their professional customer service team. Contact them anytime by telephone, email, or live chat. Personally, as a homeowner, I love my Eufy Video Lock. I have the ability to see what's going on when I'm not home, when packages has arrived. And really the thing I love the most about it, the ease of being able to lock and unlock my doors without having to fumble with my keys and reach in my pocket, or wait, no, crap, they're in my backpack, all that sort of stuff. All this is happening while my dogs are barking at me. You know what? Not anymore with the Eufy Video Lock. I touch it. 0.3 second fingerprint recognition, 1 second. Door is unlocked. Much, much easier. So if you want to jump on board with Eufy Video Lock, search Eufy Video Lock. That is E-U-F-Y Video Lock. Again, that's Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling podcasting network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Gentlemen's Wrestling Podcast. I am your host, as always, Jesse Collings. I have a solo episode today. It should be a bit shorter than it normally is, because I wasn't planning on doing an episode today. I wasn't really planning on doing an episode this week. But as longtime listeners of the podcast will know, sometimes something happens and I just have to talk about it. And sometimes that leads to me writing an article, like I did last weekend, talking about Tony Khan's comments calling WWE the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. And sometimes that leads to me just doing some audio. And in this case, I feel like audio is the most effective way to get my points across. And what happened this weekend that I just absolutely have to talk about, and it's something that I've kind of been mildly ignoring so far over the last few weeks, which is all this discussion about Chris LaGentle and WWE PR and the kind of control and authority that WWE PR has exercised over wrestling media. And I haven't really commented on it a lot lately because I think a lot of people, including Joe Lanza, and Brandon Thurston, have done a really good job discussing that. I haven't had a ton to add, that I feel like would be super constructive to the conversation. So I haven't really said that much about that. But what I wanted to talk about today is somewhat related, and that is the comments that Paul Levesque made during the Backlash presser, which took place on Saturday afternoon, East Coast time. Specifically, his interaction with one of the local French reporters who asked a question regarding Drew Gulak. And that what has kind of evolved from that one question. Again, this shows the value of asking good questions at a press conference. But what has kind of transpired has really been interesting to see on one hand, and on the other hand, it has been extremely frustrating. If you're someone like me that wants to see wrestling media be better, you want to see them better at holding major organizations, especially WWE, accountable for their actions. There have been some really frustrating moments today, specifically seeing some of the content that's been going around there that all stems from this question. So, to give some brief background for people who maybe are unfamiliar with the situation, last week, shortly before, let me get the actual date. So this would have been on, let's see, May 3rd. So this would have been Friday, May 3rd. So the day before, the Backlash event, Pro Wrestling Insider, Mike Johnson, they report, they have the following report. It says, headline is 10 WWE NXT talents released. Talents released. It's very important that we focus on the term released because that's a huge part of the story. In the story, it just says very blankly, PWIinsider.com has confirmed the following WWE NXT talents were released today. And it has a list of talents that were released. Most of them are people you never heard of. There's one person who you have heard of, and it's Drew Gulak. Now, obviously, Drew Gulak has been in the news a lot more recently because of the story Ronda Rousey told a couple of weeks ago, saying that Gulak inappropriately grabbed the drawstring on her pants while they were walking down a hallway at a, I think it was backstage at a WWE event. And obviously, in the wake of the Vince McMahon story and all the allegations that have come from sexual misconduct happening behind the scenes in that company, it was kind of jarring, of course, to hear a story from a major WWE star, a major celebrity in Ronda Rousey, feeling like they were victimized by another man in walking around backstage WWE. And so Gulak being released alongside all these other NXT names that most people haven't heard of before, people like Vlad Pavlenko or Keyshawn LaFleur, kind of surprising to see Gulak lumped in there. And obviously that comes with considering that maybe he was like he was released, maybe he was released because of his association with that Ronda Rousey story and potential risks associated with continuing to employ him. Fightful later confirmed that Gulak was in fact released. Again, Fightful confirmed that Gulak was released. So that sets up this question that was asked at the post-Backlash presser to Triple H. So Paul Levesque is sitting in this post-match presser, and he's asked a question by a reporter by the name of, I want to say it's Lucas Chapuis. That might be really wrong. I really apologize for that, Lucas, and anyone, any French-speaking person that knows how to pronounce his last name, but I'm going to assume it's Lucas Chapuis. But anyway, Lucas here asks Paul Levesque, the question that was on most people's minds who had seen this Drew Gulak release, which is, and he points out, he mentions, you know, Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider reported that Drew Gulak had been released by WWE. And then he says, basically, is that connected to any of the allegations that Ronda Rousey made? And this is obviously a very good question. And it's very important to point out here that Lucas did not say Fightful reported that Drew Gulak was released because of the Ronda Rousey allegations. He did not say Pro Wrestling Insider reported that Drew Gulak was released because of the Ronda Rousey allegations. All he said was that they reported that he was released, which is true. They reported that he was released. Paul Levesque, and this is not the first time this has happened, does not react well to this question being asked of him. He basically cuts Lucas off and says, "Well, you should listen to more credible outlets." That's what he said, credible being the big term there. So, right off the bat, we have our news story here, which is really Paul Levesque calling both Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider, which, along with the Wrestling Observer newsletter, are, the three biggest wrestling news outlets that we have in wrestling media, by a substantial margin, I imagine. And so he's calling them uncredible. Shouldn't read those dirt sheets. They're not credible, which is obviously kind of a big story because of the size of those outlets. And the fact that those outlets are generally not targeted by members of the wrestling hierarchy or wrestling executives such as Paul Levesque is, right? If he said the Observer, oh, Paul Levesque buries the Observer, that wouldn't be nearly as big of a story because everyone buries the Observer. It's the cool thing to do to take a big shit on Dave for some reason, probably because he's the most successful of all of them and therefore becomes the mascot for wrestling news reporting. But this was going after Fightful and PWI. So and Levesque's answer was really, I guess if you want to take what he actually said, I would say that Levesque denied that Gulak was released related to because of the Ronda Rousey allegations. He merely mostly just said, after kind of dodging the Ronda Rousey aspect of the question, saying, "Look, we release people, people get released all the time. His contract wasn't renewed. That's what happened. It's not a story. It's just, sometimes some people don't get the contract renewed." And of course, that's the big distinction here, which is Levesque is alleging in his response that Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider got the story wrong. They said that Gulak was released, as opposed to Gulak not having his contract. His contract renewed. Okay, well, that is a distinction because released obviously means that the decision was made to cut him. We can't have him anymore. Get rid of him. As opposed to contract being renewed, not being renewed. There's a lot of wiggle room to figure out why his contract wouldn't be renewed. Maybe they're cutting, not looking at bringing a bunch of people back. Maybe they didn't think he was a great person to have backstage for other reasons not related to potential sexual harassment. Fightful then curiously got a bunch of stories about how Gulak was perceived as a bully who had perhaps engaged in injuring some talents as a trainer at the Performance Center. I think it's really questionable that Fightful got that information very shortly after it was denied that he was released, and instead that they told us that his contract was not renewed. I guess the charitable view of this is that this could have been just a potential misunderstanding. I can't begin to kind of really accurately hypothesize what kind of conversations Fightful and Sean Ross Sapp or Pro Wrestling Insider and Mike Johnson are having with their WWE sources. It's very possible that a source within WWE said, "Oh yeah, Drew Gulak is gone," and given that it was part of a wave of releases, Pro Wrestling Insider assumed that meant that he was released as opposed to his contract wasn't being renewed. And the same could be said for Fightful, could be checking in with a source like, "Hey, we heard Drew Gulak is gone," and someone's like, yep, he's gone. But that doesn't necessarily clarify whether he was released or his contract was renewed. But let's kind of ignore that for a second. And let's focus on the real issue here is. And the real issue Paul Levesque has, very clearly, is not that there is a discrepancy between whether Drew Gulak was released or his contract wasn't renewed. Okay, because I don't think Levesque really cares about that kind of a minute discrepancy between some reports that were online and what the truth is. The reason Levesque reacted the way he did was because he didn't want to be asked a question that was about sexual misconduct in WWE. That's very clearly the question. And that's the reason that's very clearly the reason, and that's why he reacted the way that he did. He reacted that way because he was uncomfortable being given one of those questions. And it's not the first time he's been uncomfortable giving one of those questions, because you can look back at his performance during the Royal Rumble presser when people were asking him questions about the lawsuit for the Janelle Grant versus WWE and Vince McMahon lawsuit and how he handled himself there. And it was not good. So it's unsurprising for me to see him kind of react like this to a later question that's in that same vein, right? Every other question of that presser was so generic and boring, and it didn't put any type of pressure on Paul Levesque at all. This was the only one that did. And that's why I should give Lucas a ton of credit for being one of the only real professionals in that room and being able to conduct himself. And by the way, not in his original language. He's a native of France. He clearly speaks good English, but this isn't his first language. And I don't know Lucas at all. I don't know if he's even going to listen to this. The answer is probably no, not unless someone who knows him sends it to him. But I haven't heard that brought up at all, is that like this guy is asking a question not in his first language, and perhaps, things like released, not getting contract renewed, very similar phrases and things like that might be different. I don't know anything about that. I'm just pointing out that this is not someone's first language when they're asking a question. So maybe put those pitchforks and torches down for a second and listen. But there are bigger issues with that kind of response that I'll get into in a minute. But the reason Paul Levesque was so upset was because this question put him in a difficult spot. And much like his predecessor, Vince McMahon, when asked a difficult question, he lashed out. He essentially sneered like Donald Trump and called Fightful and PWI's reports as fake news, right? Oh, you're not listening to credible outlets. That's just fake news. That's what he sounded like up there. He attacked the media. He attacked PWI. He attacked Fightful. And he did it because somebody who isn't associated with those outlets just asked him a very simple, regular question for which he should have expected to be. He should expect those kind of questions. I don't know why he isn't. It's probably because they're in this cultivated bubble where all of these faux media people ask generic, boring questions that never put him under any pressure. But anytime a real question gets asked of him, he immediately wilts in an embarrassing fashion. And so, after just totally burying Pro Wrestling Illustrated, not Pro Wrestling Illustrated, Pro Wrestling Insider and Fightful, he goes on and gives his answer about, we release people all the time. People don't get their contract renewed. It's not a big deal, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't say anything about the Ronda Rousey allegations, but I'll take that as him basically denying that they released or didn't or chose not to renew Gulak's contract because of the Rousey allegations. Whether or not you really believe that or not, is up to interpretation. I would say that it's a weird coincidence that Gulak was released alongside a bunch of other nameless NXT people, in the wake of the Ronda Rousey allegation. So Triple H doesn't cover himself in glory, kind of attacks the wrestling media. I think a follow-up question for him at his next presser, which I think would be a great question for someone to ask, would be, if you don't think Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider are credible news outlets, why are you having these press conferences? If you don't think that the online wrestling news organizations are credible outlets, why are you even having these pressers? Why are you inviting people associated with those outlets and people associated with much smaller, far less credible outlets? Because while I have my differences with Fightful and I have my differences with Dave Shear and Mike Johnson, they're both, for the most part, very credible outlets, especially in the grand scheme of wrestling news reporting. When they report something, I believe it's true. I don't believe that they're full of shit. So we're talking about two of the most credible, well-sourced news outlets out there with long track records of getting things correct. And Levesque is attacking them as non-credible outlets. Why is he even having these pressers? Who are they for? That's what I would want to know. I would ask him that if I had him in a press conference. His next presser, I'd say, I know you called Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider not credible outlets. Who are credible outlets, and why are you inviting all of us here to ask you questions if you don't believe that we're credible? That's what I would ask. And then the fallout of this, and this is we're going to get to the most disappointing part of this, which is the reaction that Lucas Chaput has received from other people for all he did was his job, which was ask a good question that a lot of people want to know the answer to. I want to know the answer to it. He asked a question I was interested in. If he writes a story about, here's why Paul Levesque comments on why Drew Gulak was released, I would click on that story. I would read it. Okay, that's a good question to ask. It's all he did. 21 years old, by the way, according to his Twitter profile. So a lot younger than a lot, and probably a lot less experienced than a lot of the people that are in that room or in these other rooms when it comes to asking questions. And he asked a question that was better than 99% of them. But predictably, both Fightful and Sean Rossap and Pro Wrestling Insider and Mike Johnson and Dave Shear, they react. Upset that Levesque would criticize them, and obviously this makes sense. And one of the reasons I think this makes sense, especially from the Fightful perspective, is I think Fightful has a corner of the wrestling news market, and I think that wrestling news market is reliable information and scoops coming from an outlet that is perceived to be more WWE friendly than the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Even though I would strongly disagree that this current version of WWE is disliked by Dave Meltzer, because it's clearly not, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter and Dave Meltzer have the reputation for being anti-WWE. And I think a big corner of Fightful's market is that while they have a lot of the same kind of scoops and information that the Observer gets, Sean Rossap and Fightful are much more pro WWE and much more just positive in general. If you look at their content, it's very focused on the positives of pro wrestling, not just in WWE, but kind of everywhere across pro wrestling. And so, Levesque, who's the savior to the pro WWE crowd, criticizing Fightful is not good for Fightful's business, right? You have the guy who has the most power over the WWE fan base in terms of what he can say, meaning something to the WWE fans, especially the online news reading fans. And you have him just totally burying the shit out of Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider. So obviously there's some damage control going on involved on those ends where, I think Sean said that, Levesque has apologized to him and that, didn't really mean Fightful was incredible, wasn't a credible source. He was just mad about the wrestling media in general. Didn't mean specifically Fightful, didn't mean specifically Pro Wrestling Insider. I kind of agree that Levesque himself was probably not like Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider, fuck 'em, when he heard that question. I think that if Lucas had asked, had cited any other outlet that had reported that news, whether it was a Wrestling Observer Newsletter, WrestlingNews.co, BodySlam.net, wherever other outlet you want to talk about, if they had reported that and Lucas cited that, Levesque would have reacted the same way. I do not believe this was Levesque being personal against Fightful or PWI. I think that Levesque clearly just didn't like the question and was going to lash out like that, regardless of what outlets specifically were mentioned. And so I believe that Levesque doesn't have a personal grudge against Fightful or a personal grudge against Pro Wrestling Insider. But what I do believe is that Paul Levesque doesn't like any of these news outlets, doesn't like any of these quote unquote dirt sheets, doesn't want people to be reading them. And I mean, this is who he is. This is who he's been for the last 25, 30 years of his career. His entire WWE career has been him being extremely insecure about online criticism of him. And there's a million stories about that. He said a million different things in promos over the years. Probably the most famous one is when he said that, me and my friend Mark are going to go complain online. He's an old school carny. He wouldn't piss on these news outlets if they were on fire. And the sooner these news outlets understand that, the sooner we can have this more productive news environment where Levesque himself is taken to task for his conduct, And we're not getting worried about what the Lucas Charpiots of the world are doing because they're actually asking the question. They're actually doing their job, which is to be a journalist and ask questions and information that people want to know. So Levesque, I don't think it's personal with those outlets, but I just don't think Levesque thinks much of these WWE, these wrestling media news people at all anyway. And I'm sure to their face, and I'm sure to, the WWE PR wing is saying, oh, no, we like you, we like you, don't worry about it. Because WWE's been playing this game for a long time, which is pretending that the wrestling media doesn't exist publicly, which is to, never try to give them any credibility publicly, really. Trying, they think that they're above wrestling media. They want to be covered by Rolling Stone and Variety and ESPN.com. They don't want to be covered by Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider and the Wrestling Observer newsletter. They think that's beneath them. That's just, bottom of the barrel, hardcore nerd fan content as opposed to mainstream media, which is what they really crave. And publicly, like, they're not leaking the when they have the WWE Hall of Fame announcements and they clearly like leak them to major outlets so they can say, oh, first reported by Sports Illustrated, blah 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 blah. They're not leaking that to Fightful or Pro Wrestling Insider because they want to be seen like they're a major league sport and they are working with major league outlets, professional mainstream media outlets to work with their news. So publicly, that's always been the position of them. But privately, behind the scenes, it's very obvious that WWE's PR wing is working with these wrestling news sites. Every wrestling reporter that has ever broken a story in the last 3 or 4 years is familiar with Chris LaGentile or other people that work in WWE PR. They get emails, they talk on the phone. WWE's PR department is very, very aware of the wrestling media, and they're very helpful in a lot of cases to the wrestling media because they understand the power that outlets like Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider and the Wrestling Observer newsletter and WrestleNomics and all of these other places that are covering pro wrestling, they understand the value that they have to reaching their audience. They'll never say it publicly, but they know privately that these are useful people to have around and make sure that they have the kind of information that we want them to have. And I know Joe Lanz has talked a lot about this. It's gone on, a lot of people have been discussing, the WWE PR department. And when you notice the PR release going out and suddenly everyone is tweeting out the same information. But like the idea that, and that is the troubling thing. Like, I think Sean said that Levesque called him and, apologized for lumping Fightful in and calling them, not a credible news outlet. But I don't think Levesque will ever do that publicly. Privately, sure, because they understand the actual value that Sean has for them in being a source of WWE-based information that is going out to the wider fan base. They understand that value, but publicly, I don't think we'll ever see an apology from Levesque or an apology from Pro Wrestling Insider. It'd be great if we did, but I don't think they're going to get that apology from Paul Levesque publicly. And of course, it kind of reinforces the message that a lot of wrestling fans have, which is the dirt, all the dirt sheets are liars. We can only trust the Paul Levesques of the world, or even worse, like the Eric Bischoffs or the Bruce Pritchards of the world, or the people that have been lying on podcasts for years and years, because the dirt sheets, they never get anything right. Just like, and here's another example of them not getting it right. So it reinforces that negative stereotype that hurts. That serves to protect WWE because they're allowed to shape their own image because all media is discredited towards them, just like Donald Trump has done. And it's, it totally serves WWE and it discredits wrestling media, discourages wrestling media literacy, and it keeps people from Lucas Charpiot, like Lucas Charpiot, to be asking these good questions at press conferences. What has frustrated me the most about this situation, more than anything else, have been both, from what I can tell, so Sean Rassap pointed out, sent out a tweet that was something along the lines of, as my apology, I'd like all the finest French cheeses sent to my house. I don't know who he meant by apology. Would he mean WWE? Or did he mean Lucas Charpiot for using Fightful's name? And someone, I think, responded saying, like, are you upset? Basically asked that, like, are you upset with Paul Levesque? Are you upset with Lucas Charpio for asking the question? And he said, you know, Lucas has already apologized to me. And Mike Johnson saw that. And Mike Johnson, who doesn't have an enormous like social media presence, like you won't find Mike Johnson's takes being, you know, out all the time on Twitter or things like that, the way you see like Sean or Dave Meltzer. Like you don't see a ton of like content from on that end coming from Mike Johnson. But Mike Johnson quote tweeted that and said, you know, how come Lucas hasn't apologized to me? All caps. And so that this is the most frustrating thing about this whole situation to me, which is, again, I think Lucas did his job. I think Lucas has absolutely nothing to apologize for. And it's extremely frustrating to see people like Sean Ross Sapp and people like Mike Johnson, who have huge platforms, not supporting a fellow journalist who asked a good question. And instead of going after Triple H, who insulted their news outlets in front of the entire world, they're going after a 21-year-old kid who all he did was ask a good question. All he did was his fucking job. And as Geta would say, the fucking balls on these people to, instead of supporting a journalist who's doing his job, to, in Mike Johnson's case, demand an apology from a fellow journalist for what? For mentioning that he reported something? You did, Mike. You did report that he got released. It's still online now. So if you got the story wrong, you should be apologizing to all your readers because you got the story wrong. You should have said Drew Gulak's contract wasn't renewed. Instead, you said he was released. So if Paul Levesque is right, and then you are wrong. It has nothing to do with Lucas. Lucas asked his damn question. And he didn't say PWI reported that he was released, Drew Gulak was released because of Ronda Rousey. He just said PWI reported that he was released, which is 100% what he reported. It's still on the website right now as I read this. And the attitude that instead of going after Paul Levesque for insulting your entire business and your decades spent, you know, cultivating a line of credibility, a credibility that I believe in. Like I said, like I believe that both Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider have reliable sources. And when they report something, I believe it. But instead of going after Paul Levesque for attacking that, let's go after Lucas Charpio, the French media guy who asked the only good question of that entire presser. All of those other questions were stupid, vapid bullshit. There were stupid questions like, Paul Levesque, how are you doing? Are you under a lot of stress? Like, oh, our good friend Paul Levesque. We're checking in on him, see how he's doing. He's got so much on his mind, you know. He's in this big position and Vince is gone, and I just want to make sure he's okay. Instead of asking those friendly questions, Lucas asked a real damn question. Okay? And the fact that some of the biggest wrestling media members don't have his back and instead are demanding apologies from him, that is fucking bullshit. And that's why I recorded this pod today. I could have let this slide. I could have just been like, whatever. It doesn't concern me because ultimately, you know, my attitude is like, if Fightful or Pro Wrestling Insider, if they want to conduct themselves like this, they want to, you know, carry water for WWE and they don't want to hold Paul Levesque accountable for his stupid comments at the press conference, you know, that's fine. But when they're using leveraging, you know, their platform and their followers and the people seeing them, they're using their real authority as some of the biggest names in wrestling media. When they're using that to go after and demand apologies from a younger reporter who doesn't have as much experience as them, who's doing a much better job at asking real questions from these people, that upsets me. That upsets me because we should be supporting people like Lucas. We should be giving him applause and pat on the back and telling him he's doing a great job. And instead, we've got two of the biggest names in wrestling media acting like he owes them an apology. You know, if Lucas wanted to apologize to Sean, which he did, Sean should have said publicly, there was no reason for Lucas to have, you know, need to apologize to me. It was unnecessary because Lucas didn't do anything wrong. Anyone with a sense of integrity or media literacy knows Lucas didn't do anything wrong. But instead, we've got like this idea like, oh, Lucas made the mistake and he muddied the name of Pro Wrestling Insider and Fightful. No, he didn't. Paul Levesque did that. Go after him. We know why they won't go after him, right? Can't upset WWE. Can't upset the WWE fans. I don't know Lucas at all. I've heard from some people that do know him. They've told me that he's gotten death threats from people because of the question he asked. Can you believe that? People threaten. I know there's psychos out there. I know there are people that just they'll message anything to get attention. But can you imagine? All you did was ask a good question at a press conference to ask for a billion-dollar corporation to have a little bit of transparency in terms of why someone was released. And the result is getting death threats from people. That's something that you have to work live with when you're in the media, that there's going to be crazy people out there. But can you imagine hearing that? And at the same time, he's, you know, Mike Johnson's demanding an apology from him. I know Mike Johnson deleted his tweet. Should have never made it. Should never even thought it. But that's what really upset me today. That's why I had to record, because we need people to ask real questions at these press conferences. I've been saying that since they first started. We need to support the journalists that are willing to actually ask difficult questions, that aren't worried about pissing off WWE or Paul Levesque or WWE's fan base, that aren't just trying to grift their way to a few extra dollars by being seen as a pro WWE news site at the expense of the Observer. We need people like Lucas to stay engaged and ask good questions when they're attending these events. And I applaud him. And I'm very, very upset and disappointed with some of the actions of other people in wrestling media who have done the complete opposite. Instead of supporting him for asking a good question, have gone after him and demanded an apology. That's all I got. That's the end of this episode. I'll be back in a, I don't know, a couple weeks maybe. We'll see what happens. Maybe something else crazy will happen, but had to get this off my chest. Thanks a lot, everyone, for listening, and I'll talk to you again after a while.
Hey now, it's Mike Gilbert, host of the Mike and JD Show, right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Join JD by God Oliva and myself every Thursday night live on the Voices of Wrestling YouTube channel at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we stay up all night discussing all the hottest stories in professional wrestling. You can also check us out right here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting feed, or you can subscribe to the Mike and JD Show feed. Now, enjoy the show.